And welcome to Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, and with me is Phil Conlon. How you doing, Phil?
Good afternoon, Phil.
And listen, the new Sound of Your City membership drive is going to get started on the 8th, and we're going to be asking you on the 13th to call and support the station and support the program. Today on the program, we're going to be talking to, we hope, Thomas Mountain in Eritrea, but we're also going to be talking to Amos Givert. I'm going to get this right. Givert, who is a member of the Fellowship of Reconciliation. He's going to be talking at Beth Zetun on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at 612 Markham. Later in the program, we will talk to Robin Philpott. He is a publisher of Baraka Books. They have a book, Justice Belied, the Unbalanced Scales of International Criminal Justice, because Robin also has a prominent lawyer brother, John Philpott, who will be featured on Friday the 10th at Beth Zetun at 7 o'clock. He's going to be coming to talk. So we're going to discuss the significance of this book. We're going to also ask him about the big student demonstrations that are going on, Phil, in Quebec. It's really amazing phenomena.
Really? I read the Globe and Mail.
Yeah. They have not yet happened.
They haven't happened.
We have, as you know, we have a translation issue, and they're not able to tell us what people are saying in French. So in a week or two, some of their reporters will have that translation available for us. We found our first guest, and I believe he's with us. Amos Givert, are you there, sir?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Welcome to Canada. I understand you're speaking tomorrow, Tuesday, 7 o'clock, at Beth Zetun at 612 Markham, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest. You are from Israel. You've written a book. And it's published, I guess, in Hebrew, titled "Don't Say We Did Not Know."
Yes.
And I understand the focus of your work is on the, as a human rights activist, you've been focusing on the issue of the recently of the Bedouin. Bedouin is like a legendary word. We all know that word. We weren't aware that the Bedouin are a phenomenon within Israel. What is the issue that Canadians need to hear about?
The issue is that the Bedouins who live in the desert in the south part of Israel, in the area of Be'er Sheva, plus minus, are suffering. Because of one crime they have done, and the crime is that they have been born Bedouins in a Jewish state. Mm-hmm. And the meaning it is that a lot of them were kicked out from the country, mm-hmm. not only in the war, but also 10 years after the war was over, until 1959. And the rest of them were forced into area they call Sayak Zone, which is southern to the West Bank, mm-hmm. in the east side of the Negev. And most of their lands have been taken. The entire way of life was destroyed. To wander with their sheep and goats, because it is a desert too far away from homes, mm-hmm. and then to come back. And since this is the lifestyle, they think of them as nomads.
Uh-huh.
And if they are nomads, the state don't recognize their ownership over their lands.
Well, so is their life as nomads disturbed in the sense that they cannot go certain areas, or is the argument that they don't actually have communities that belong to them?
No, the argument is that nomads have no attached to land. Now, what can you do that these so-called nomads had a lot of land under their ownership that they cultivate a quite big size of lands intensively. And this is unrecognized. It's almost all of these lands have been taken from them. Mm. And now, not only that they were concentrated into this Sayak zone, to that specific area in the east-north of the Negev, now the state tried to force all of them to live only in towns. I have the right to live in a village. My friend Aziz from El Rakiv have not the right to live in a village. He must live only in town.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, is now are these who is, where are the towns that they want them to live, and who would be the authority there?
Israel created until today 7 towns, mm-hmm. and more than half of the Bedouins, or half of them, are living already in these towns.
Mm-hmm.
And now they want to force all the others into towns, whether to these 7 existing towns or to few that they will create. So it will be more than 7 towns altogether.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Amos Gervitz. And he will be speaking, by the way, tomorrow, Tuesday, at 7 o'clock. I'm sorry, Gewurz, I mispronounced it.
That's okay.
And it's going to be tomorrow at Betzatun at 7 o'clock. Mr. Gewurz, what kind of representation, what are the demands as formulated by the Bedouin and organists and people like yourselves who are active on this issue? What are you calling for?
Within the context, now there is a suggestion that's done by Bedouin organizations and Israeli experts in order to recognize their villages, which are not recognized, and to put all the Bedouin life in a legal frame, because now all the houses in the villages, in the Bedouin villages, are unrecognized houses, are illegally built houses. We speak about around 50,000 of houses. Mm-hmm. So each of these houses is under the threat to be demolished.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, the Israeli government demolishes some hundreds of Bedouin houses. And I don't know if each of any one of us could imagine what it is to come back from your work and your house is not there anymore.
Yeah.
And then what you are doing with your family, what you are doing with yourself, how will you live?
Yes.
And this is something that's happening every year to some hundred families of Bedouins in Israel, and nobody speaks about it.
Yeah. Now, there are so many issues that get discussed in case of the Palestinians and Gaza and all that, but you're right. I mean, there's very little publicity to this. I congratulate you on your work, and we're glad you're going to be there tomorrow at Betzatun at 7 o'clock. You are a member of the International Fellowship of Reconciliation, really a very famous and highly respected group.
Yeah.
Are they, is the Fellowship of Reconciliation, if one went to their sites and whatnot, could you get information? And are they urging members to support this?
International is dealing of branches and groups from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have much information from us about this issue. I always recommend people. We have a very good organization that is operating in the Negev coexistence form.
Mm-hmm.
They have a very good website, which is also in English. It's called Dukiyum. Dukiyum is a coexistence in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone can just search for this Dukiyum website and give very good and very exact information about the issue.
Very good. And the again. This is Amos Gewirtz, and you have a book. It is in Hebrew. Can we expect this book will be available in English sometime soon?
I hope so. Thank you.
Yeah. I wish I could translate, but I'm sorry to say I can't. But I would sure like to see the book. And we look forward to your being there Tuesday, 7 o'clock at Beth Zetun. And thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you.
Okay, no. Bye-bye. This is the Taylor Report, CIT 89.5 FM, and I think we have an announcement from Phil.
Well, no, I was going to say the International Fellowship of Reconciliation has a website.
I can give you that, ifor-mir.org.
Good. Go to that site. And we're going to take a brief break, and we will be back, and we hope we will be able to reach Thomas Mountain, if not Thomas Mountain, Robin Philpott.